listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
I'm really pleased how we managed to sing that just very naturally.
Off the cuff.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by the very glamorous, and you cannot see her, but she is a vision in yellow this morning, looking
like
wonderfully.
A big mustard pot.
No, looking very 1950s. And the dresses that I was talking about the other day, which I love to wear, that got the nipped in waist and flary.
Yeah.
It is Natasha, who is the owner of the Chicken and Frog bookshop on Crown Street, a fantastic independent bookshop in Brentwood, which I know that everybody loves because you've been in business now for how long?
11 years in October.
Wow.
I know. Can't get rid of us.
No, they are staying. And the shop has expanded into the shop next door as well over the last couple of years. And you do lots and lots. So give us an overview of the shop before we start talking about some events.
Overview of the shop. Just an eclectic mix, really. So because we're an independent, we can stock what we like. The majority of the shop is children's, but we've got an adult's, not an adult, room with a beaded curtain. It's filth. An adult's room. Although I think it probably goes down a treat, don't you? If I make a, I'll make a fortune. It's a daytime show. I'm so sorry. Anyway, sorry. It's my age. Yes, we've got an adult's room as well, which is really lovely. And we do loads of stuff with the community. So I mainly, and the lovely Becky from Ridgewell and Boreham, which is an accountant, also on Crown Street. We're kind of partners in crime, and we're the ones that put on the community events that happen down there. So we just love it.
And that's yourself and Jim?
No, Jim, not really, because Jim, my husband, my better half, it's only there on a Saturday now. It's just my Saturday boy.
Oh, how lazy, Jim. How lazy.
Lazy. No, he works for a big games company doing stuff that I don't really understand, but good for him. So it's myself and Becky that do that. But then I've got some other members of staff. So I've got the lovely Rosa, who's with us, and my dad, and Harry, who's there today. Hello, Harry. He's probably dying now, thinking, oh, God, she said my name on the radio. And we've got a Saturday girl. So it's nice because we can, you know, we give out work experience places, and then we've got some part-timers as well. Yeah. It's lovely, and it's lovely being on Crown Street. It's such a cool little vibe down there.
It is very much like a London kind of Brighton vibe, that whole sort of row of shops you've got down there.
It's super cool down there. And we've got, you know, there's picnic benches out there, so you can come and either get your food from... We've got so many offerings down there. We've got Chantilly, yum, for a bit of cake. We've got Ben at the meat stop. We've got Tarantino's. Oh, I'm amazed I'm not the size of a barge, to be honest, because the food down there is amazing. So you can get food from there, or you can get... bring your own or whatever, and it's just a really nice community space that people can hang out in, which is
and
great.
It's the place for the hairdressers as well.
I think we've got five.
Yeah,
it might even be six, which is ludicrous considering how small Crown Street is, but that's all right.
Yeah,
you know, they're all busy, which is brilliant. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, it's good.
Even
it's
in
good.
Times of not having any money, I think people will still make the, you know, put away that little bit to have
definitely,
their hair done.
Definitely,
always
yeah, because it makes you
good.
You know, if you're feeling a bit rubbish. You can spend it on a bit of a luxury, make yourself feel a bit nice, and you do, don't you?
Yeah, and after COVID,
right
nobody
too.
Wants our own sort of hair cutting and colouring techniques.
God, no.
I think I did cut a fringe myself, which was
you like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, you can imagine. I mean, the first thing I said to Natasha when I saw her, I went, you look lovely, and then I started moaning about my hair straight away. But you've got a wrap, and my mum, I've got a picture of my mum from the 60s, and she has the same, what do you call it? It's a headscarf.
But it's just a headscarf. I mean, it just hides a lot of sins at the moment because I'm growing my hair out. And like Michelle, I've got quite curly hair. And every so often I cut it all off and then I think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And I leave it a while and then I grow it. And if you're curly haired out there, this has got nothing to do with books, but you'll understand our plight because your hair has its own orbit.
Yes.
So it just grows out before it grows down. So it's at that stage. Mm. So people think that I'm looking quite glamorous. Actually, what I'm doing is hiding the complete disaster that's underneath. So I've now got a drawer full of different coloured hair things to match whatever I'm wearing.
There is apparently a girly hair method of doing
there
your
is,
hair, isn't
but
there?
It's not grown out quite enough yet. So it's just at the kind of... It doesn't even look like a hedgehog. I don't know what it looks like. It's a shocker under there.
It does involve the word plopping, which doesn't...
Oh, yeah.
To me, it's never... I love that word. It's not used enough, but that's what you're meant to do with your hair. You plop your hair.
You
plopping.
You plop your hair.
Lovely. What a great word.
Well, it is a good
word. It's a word for the day. Plopping.
Plop.
Now, Chicken and Frog Bookshop, which is on Crown Street, this weekend you've got an event coming up.
We have. So to celebrate the end of the summer holidays, parents, you're nearly there. You're doing so well. You're doing really well. Keep going. They'll be back at school super soon. So this Saturday from 12 till 4, we've gone all out. So much so that I had to have a little bit of a sit down and a, oh God, and then do a timetable. So we have got, ready? And we've got face painter, the lovely Sue Mills, Curly Cloud. She's fabulous. So she will be there. That's free. So lots of the things that we do are funded so that it's free for families. You can spend the day and don't feel like you spent £3 million on, you know, bag of chips. So, yes, we've got face painting. We have got Punch and Judy. Now, I mixed views about this because I find it bizarre, but the kids love it. I like, they just go mad, absolutely mad for it. So we do have Punch and Judy. We've got A Pirate and a Mermaid from Sophisticated Entertainment. And we're so lucky to get supported by Sophia because her and her team are just amazing. So they are going to be running games outside in the street throughout the day. But then they've also got a member of their team inside doing an indoor disco. So if you just want to come and have a bit of a chill out, that'll be in our classroom space. So that's happening as well. There's crafty stuff for the kids, as always. We've got crazy golf. Oh, we've never done that before. So we've got crazy golf. And I don't know what else have we got. Just, ice cream, candy floss, popcorn. Domino's are coming down doing a pound slice. Tarantino's will be open though. So if you want a bit more of a treat, they will be there. Meat Stop should be open. Chantilly will be there for lovely cakey things. We've also got a couple of stalls. So we've got Sam from Hungry Tribe with her baked goodies. And Hannah from Favourite and Grace, who does wax melts.
Yeah,
it's going to be busy beads, which is really exciting. So it's just to finish off the summer, really.
And as you said, most of it's free. Obviously, yes. If you want a slice of pizza, it costs you a pound if you want your food. But majority of it is that completely free for the kids?
All the entertainment is free.
Yeah.
The ice cream is 50p. But that money will go back into the Crown Street coffers for us.
Well,
that's
a good price for ice cream.
Yeah, bargain. But the candy floss and the popcorn we funded, so that's free. So, yeah, most face paintings, I've already said that, it's free. All the activities for the kids, nothing. So you just come along and do it. And then we're very excited because that evening we are doing our first neurodiversity group for children. So we run one for adults. It's like a support group thing. Which is this Friday at 7 o'clock. So that's just for parents to come along and just kind of support each other, really, and have a bit of a chat about what it's like to have a neurodiverse child. Because it can be a blessing, absolutely can, but it's also can be quite difficult. Just being a parent is hard.
Right? What umbrella does that cover, if you say neurodiversity?
So originally the parents group was for children, for parents who had autistic children, but we've opened it up because there's ADHD, then like dyslexia, dyscalculia, there's so many things that come under that. There's sensory issues, and you don't have to, because we get asked this quite a lot. A parent will say, well, I'd love to come, but we haven't got a diagnosis yet. I don't care. If you think that you need the support and you want to have a cup of tea with us, then do that. It's absolutely fine. And then we run a group for teenagers once a month, just to give them a place to hang out, really, and that's been lovely. So it's just a social group. So we are starting our primary school aged social group this Saturday once a month, which I'm excited about. So with the teenagers, I am in the shop, but I just leave them to get on with it because they don't want to hang around with a 50-year-old. That's just embarrassing. But with the kids, I will be in there with them. It's going to be very chilled and relaxed, but there'll be activities that they can do if they want to, but they don't have to. So they might, I don't know, some of them might want to bring a book and sit in the corner and have a read. Whatever they want. Parents are invited to stay in the shop, but they are not allowed in the room. No parents allowed, because it is very much a space for the kids. But if you've got an anxious child, don't feel like you've just got to drop and run. You're very welcome to just sit on the sofa and wait for them. But we want to try to create something where they can just come and hang out. Some of the kids, there's a couple of kids that are coming that I know quite well that I know will want to talk about their autism, which is awesome. And that's a safe space for them to do so. But that's not primarily what it is. So you don't have to have that conversation at all.
Yeah.
You just come along and kind of find like mentors, people that are going to get you, you know, like school can be really difficult. And finding almost like your tribe, you know, people that understand where you're coming from. So you don't have to explain, oh, I don't like that really loud noise, or sometimes I want to be on my own. These kids are going to get it because they're going to be quite similar. So that's the idea of it. So that's happening on Saturday as well. So it's exciting.
Now, Essex, we were saying about Essex Book Festival, which is a massive event, which it we all always hear from Ros Green, who's, I think she's the director of the...
She is. She's fab.
Yeah.
Yep. So I got in contact with them and I had a Zoomy call with them. I thought my Zoomy meeting days were over, but no. I mean, they're good, aren't they? Zoom does the thing. So I had a meeting and we're going to be official partners with them now, which is really exciting. So... when events happen at the libraries at Shenfield and Brentwood Library, we'll be the bookseller involved with that. It's the whole of June, so we've got time to plan. But they've basically asked me to take on the neurodiversity side of things, so to find authors and illustrators who are either they're neurodiverse themselves or their characters are, because it's something that they're very interested in but didn't feel that they really knew exactly where to go with it. But because that's the thing that I bang on about all the time, I'm like, you could do that. I said, yes, I can. Lovely. So that's really exciting, and it just means that any author and illustrator event that we do during June will go on to the Essex Book Festival program, which is fab. I'm really excited to be part of that. So that's good.
Fabulous, because it's normally, I thought it was March last year. I can't remember when it was, but
it might have shifted, but it was definitely June this year, and it'll be June next year. So it's the whole of June. And there's loads of stuff
going on. There's loads of authors. They've got people that give, you know, over that month, they've got authors and writers, and they've got meetups, and you can meet some celebrity ones as well as like local authors. And it takes place all over Essex.
All over Essex, and really accessible. There's so much for different age groups to dip in and out of. So that's really exciting. That's kind of my big news that I've done over the summer.
And so you'll be starting to tick that off and start working on it as soon as
I've already got a couple. I'm not going to say who they are yet, but I've already got a couple that have tentatively said yes, because I need to get my information to the team by January, because obviously they need to work a long way ahead. But that's all right, because I like to tick things. I feel quite, you want to know, I make a to-do list. And I love a list. And if I've already done something, I'll write it on the list just so I can tick it off. Oh, look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. So quite nice to know that I've got a long lead time, but I can tick things off quickly.
Yes.
I've done that.
I still have a paper diary.
Yes, me too.
I do have now, I'm very good on technology, as you are as well, because you use a lot of, social media. But I do like a bit of paper, a diary to write stuff in. I always write my guests in there because I can't have them on my phone. I couldn't do it.
I've tried. I have got a diary on my phone. It's there.
Yeah.
I never look at it.
No, me neither.
It's a waste of time. So I need a handbag that's big enough for my diary.
Well, you can see that mine's... I've changed up now. I used to have a carrier bag in the studio with me everywhere.
Classic.
And now I've got my bag, which I quite like.
That's very cute.
It is.
You can't see it, but it's shimmery.
It's filling up. So I probably need to have another one.
I love a paper diary. I've just ordered, it's going off piece slightly, but I got overexcited because I've just had a rep in before I came here, and they are Willy Wonka diaries. I know.
Oh my.
That look like a Wonka bar. And they're scratch and sniff.
Oh,
I know. It smells of chocolate. It's amazing. Oh, wow. And it's got a golden ticket as the bookmark. I was like, oh my God, I'm in. It was like, do you want to look at it first? Nope. I love it.
And started eating it.
How
cute is that? And their notepads or the diaries?
Little diaries. It's very cute. Yeah. Scratch and sniff chocolate. I can't eat chocolate anymore. Devastating. Became allergic. I mean, what is that? Is that? But I can smell it. So I've just got to walk around sniffing it.
And then eat a bit of cheese or something.
Yeah.
Oh, how desperate. Is it the actual cocoa bean? Yeah. Oh, dear.
Outright. Don't worry, I've tried.
Yeah.
Gambit. I've tried everything. And then people go, you can have, what is it, carob?
Ugh. Disgusting.
How dare you even suggest me having carob?
You can have sugary things, but not...
Oh, yeah. I know. There's plenty of other filth that I can eat. Fine. But sometimes,
is this in this beaded curtain room you can go about?
Yeah, yeah. But sometimes as a woman, Michelle, only chocolate will do.
Yes.
On the odd occasion when I've been really desperate, this is terrible, I take a really strong antihistamine. And then I have it anyway. So, I went to Melina's in King's Road for afternoon tea. Amazing. And I was like, well, I'm not having any of her things because they're all amazing. So I did take a really strong antihistamine, which made me a little bit drowsy. But it was worth it, kids, because...
sleep covered in chocolate.
It was fabulous. I went into a chocolate coma. It was wonderful. I don't advocate that. I'm not a medical professional, okay?
No,
please don't do that.
I love
I
that.
I can do it, but don't do it.
I am not a medical professional.
Very, well, clearly. Very, very silly behaviour, but it was it was worth it. I stand by it.
Well, you might be able to go and get, you can still maybe go and get some help where they do a little bit of, like, do they do like the skin prick test, and then they can give you a little bit over time to build your tolerance back up.
That's a good idea.
Possibly. I know that with peanuts, you have to be very, obviously, if you've got an allergy to peanuts, you know what that's like, but you can find people where they give you a little bit of the thing that you're allergic to and build it back, because I had an allergy towards eggs all of a sudden.
Yeah, I remember.
And now I can eat them again. Because I started eating a little bit. I have to make sure they're really well cooked.
Call it medicinal.
But you can maybe try that. And it's just a little bit. I mean, it would be dreadful. It's a dreadful thing. I think it's a terrible allergy to have.
I mean, honestly, it's outrageous.
It's terrible. You could write a book
about it. I was devastated.
I tell you what a great name, what a great book, children's book you could write with that. The Lady Who Became Allergic to Chocolate.
It's a horror story. Children's book. I mean, that would make me cry. I mean, oh, poor woman. This is terrible.
At the end. That's it.
That's it.
Now, if you want to find out more about the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, well, you could be in here all day. You can have a look online, because you are across social media, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere.
Yes, everywhere. Yes, we're just very irritating. So Instagram is The Chicken and Frog, because we were hacked last Christmas. Boo! And someone stole my account. The meanies. So we're on there. Facebook as well, though. We've got our website, which has got our events page on, so everything's on there. I'm often popping up on Brentwood Open, telling people what we're up to. So, yeah, really, you can't escape me, is what I'm saying. And I'm not sorry about that.
No, because you have to let your business shine for people to know about it. So that's why social media, coming on local radio and supporting local businesses is what Brentwood is all about.
Definitely. And we're so lucky, aren't we? We've got so many really cool independents, and we need to keep on championing them.
Yep. So don't complain about the high street being empty if you do not shop local. If you want to buy books and you want to buy your food and you want to go out for a coffee or whatever else it is, do it locally rather than driving to the big shopping centres, because otherwise you'll end up with the high street with nothing on it.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's true. And also don't moan to the council, the poor council, about empty shops. It's not their fault. That's landlords.
Mm.
I could rant about that for ages, because it isn't, it's just one of those things. But yeah. Support us. And also, I think most independent businesses, if there's something you want that we're not providing, as long as it's sensible, and you say, oh, have you thought about blah, 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 then we'll give it a go.
There we go.
Because we're here to support the community. So.
Yes, exactly. Oh, you got very mellow then.
I thought I'd calm down. I was thinking about chocolate. That's
I know, I know. Yeah. It's a terrible, terrible thing, that is. Terrible. No. The Woman Who Couldn't Eat Chocolate. I'm just going to start writing that book this afternoon. It'll be a bestseller. Thank you very much for coming in today. Lovely to see you. And we'll see you again next month.
Awesome.
Do you like Gwen Stefani?
Yes, I do.
Here she is with A Great Escape.